Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 62. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for rain tonight, lows level off around 38. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, rain likely, highs level off around 54. Clear skies, Sunday, clouds on the increase, by Monday, highs in the mid-60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 56 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. The Senate failed to advance a measure to fund the Department of Homeland Security on Thursday, likely setting the stage for another partial government shutdown unless a last-minute deal is reached. The Save America Act is a step closer to the president's desk. The bill would make changes to how you register to vote. It now goes to the U.S. Senate Democrats, and they're expected to invoke a filibuster, meaning the act needs 60 votes to pass. And a company in Kansas City, Missouri, says it will not sell a 900,000-square-foot warehouse to the federal government. ICE intended to open a detention facility that would have held at least 7,000 detainees and serve as a training hub for ICE agents.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. Never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
Clean up on aisle 6 and aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Hayes Med will host the Healing Kids Heart Retreat on Saturday, March 28, 2026, offering a compassionate, supportive, one-day program for children coping with the loss of a loved one. The retreat will run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Bob and Pat Schmidt Community Center located at 2510 Canterbury Drive in Hayes. The Healing Kids Heart Retreat provides a safe and confidential environment where children can learn healthy ways to understand and navigate grief. Participants will take part in hands-on activities, guided discussions, and meaningful projects designed specifically for their emotional and developmental needs. Sarah Dreiling, Hayes Med Director of Clinical Care, stated, "Hayes Med is committed to caring for the whole person, and that includes supporting families and children through difficult emotional experiences. Programs like the Healing Kids Heart Retreat help ensure that no child has to navigate grief alone. Throughout the day, trained volunteers will guide children through activities that honor the memory of their loved one, encourage healthy expression, and foster connection with peers who have gone through similar experiences. Each participant will be paired with a dedicated adult buddy for support and encouragement. Lunch will be provided, and there is no cost for children to attend. Participation is free, but registration is required and limited to the first 20 children. Forms must be submitted by March 1, 2026. Families interested in registering may contact the Hayes Med Hospice Department, which can provide all registration details by phone or mail an application upon request. For more information or to register, contact 785-623-6200 or email mjordan1@hayesmed.com. A former Kansas Wesleyan University professor was arrested after allegedly shoplifting over $3,000 worth of trading cards. Just after 6:30 p.m. February 1st, police were dispatched to Target at 2939 Marketplace in Salina for suspected shoplifting, according to a statement from Salina Police. Police reported 53-year-old Darren Broom entered the store and picked up 11 boxes of Topps trading cards. He then walked around the store, removed the packs from the boxes, and left the store without paying. Total loss of cards on that date was $650. Employees reported they recognized Broom from committing four similar thefts, which had not been previously reported from the store for previous times between the dates of January 5th and January 29th. In each instance, Broom committed the same crime as he did on February 1st. Total loss of each incident was valued at about $3,350. According to Saline County Jail booking records, Broom was arrested on February 5th by the Sheriff's Office on requested charges of felony theft. He bonded out the same day. Kansas Wesleyan welcomed Broom as an assistant professor of criminal justice on August 19, 2024. According to the school website, Broom arrived to KWU after wrapping up a 26-year law enforcement career that included 20 years of investigation and case management experience, according to the school website. He spent 20 years as his agency's main instructor for topics including defensive tactics, de-escalation, use of force, firearms, and other topics. A Kansas Department of Transportation project to replace the U.S. 40 bridge over the North Fork Smoky Hill River in western Logan County is scheduled to begin the week of February 16th. The structure is located approximately 6.5 miles west of Winona. Initial work will consist of constructing a shoe fly to carry traffic around the work zone. Traffic impacts will be minimal, and a reduced speed limit will be in effect for the duration of the project. The shoe fly is scheduled to be completed in April. Following completion of the shoe fly, the existing bridge will be closed and traffic will shift to the shoe fly lanes while the new bridge is constructed. KDOT expects the project to be completed in March 2027, conditions permitting. Here are the minutes from the Norton County Economic Development Meeting from February 10, 2026. The Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 on February 10th at the Economic Development Office. The meeting was called to order by John Griffiths. Members present included Andrew Black, Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, Aaron Hill, Dell Jacobson, Marvin Matchett, and Sam Nicholson. Absent members were Dick Thompson. Also present were Dallas Gosselin, Executive Director, Amy Levine, Administrative Assistant, and one member of the public representing Midwest Energy. The January meeting minutes were approved. A representative from Midwest Energy was present to discuss a contract and invoice regarding the work performed at the ESD. The board had some questions regarding the parameters of the contract after being provided with some more in-depth details by the Midwest representative. The board agreed that once a couple of modifications were made to the contract and returned for confirmation, that it would be signed at that time. In old business, Dallas started the meeting off by updating the board about the upcoming legislative day. He advised the board that they had a couple of delegates representing Norton who would be unable to attend due to unforeseen circumstances. He expressed that he felt the remaining delegates would still provide a strong representation of Norton County and its interests. Next, the director moved on to progress regarding the upcoming child care facility. There are many aspects presently underway, including layout of doors, windows, and bathrooms, continued grant pursuits, attaining official project plans, and receiving bids from local contractors. In new business, as the first matter of new business, Dallas advised the board that he was working in conjunction with some officials in Almena to provide some support and resources regarding a local parks project in the initial phases. The director moved on to discuss a revived federal program from 2016 that maps opportunity zones that might qualify for tax deferments. Modifications have been made to the program that may make it advantageous for use in our community. Presently, Dallas is waiting the release of a census tract to discern what viability it may have in Norton County. Dallas also advised that a board member had resigned due to relocation, but that the City of Lenora had arranged and would be voting on a replacement representative for them in their upcoming meeting. He also relayed that he is working to attain a new board representative for the City of Almena. The Kansas Department of Commerce did an impact report on the Norton County Economic Development Office for the years ranging from 2022 to 2025. It compiled overhead costs and overall benefits retained, in example, grant funding, and reflected that the office has attained $5.1 million in benefits for the Norton community with overhead removed. Finally, Dallas provided the board with a list of the various Kansas department heads and state reps the Norton delegations would be meeting, along with the topics of discussion for each. He also provided the board with a list of upcoming House and Senate bills for the present legislative session. After taking a few questions regarding the director's report with no further business to conduct, the meeting was adjourned at 6:54 p.m. I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. President Trump's tariffs are being challenged in the U.S. House, even as the Supreme Court weighs whether the executive branch overstepped its bounds when levying them. If either one rolls the tariffs back, there could be some serious financial consequences. Mike Davis reports.
Arlen Suderman, the chief commodities economist for StoneX Group, says early on, several pundits worried that the tariffs would cause inflation of up to 10%.
It ended up really more in a 2.5% to 3% inflation level, kind of as a one-off and then an adjustment from that. And I think there's a lack of realization that most countries charge large tariffs to us. When you look at what President Trump did, is he said, okay, we're going to put tariff on you unless you negotiate yours down. And so many countries negotiate theirs down.
Suderman says at the end of the day, the tariffs have had some good effects.
And it has generated a considerable amount of income for revenue, which is illustrated by the fact that the financial markets are worried right now if the Supreme Court rules against those reciprocal tariffs, it's going to have an adverse effect on the Treasury market because we're accustomed to that revenue. And if we lose that revenue, then we're going to have to find new sources for it.
I'm Mike Davis.
Mike, thank you very much for the update. U.S. Wheat Associates welcomed the announcement of the signing of the U.S.-Bangladesh Agreement on Reciprocal Trade by the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Mike Speier, U.S. Wheat's president and CEO, said the signing of the agreement between the U.S. and Bangladesh is a win for American wheat farmers. He said beyond putting bushels on boats, the bilateral agreement reinforces our shared commitment to a mutually beneficial relationship with Bangladesh. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hi, Dr. D. I saw something online about a 340B program. What is 340B?
Oh, 340B helps community hospitals and clinics stretch resources so Kansans can get health care and necessary medications close to home at no cost to taxpayers. It's been around for more than 30 years. We should encourage lawmakers to protect it. It's a lifesaver for our community.
I'm glad I asked. Thanks.
This ad is paid for by the Kansas Hospital Association.
I always had to be so good, no one could ignore me. Carve my path with data and drive. But some people only see who I am on paper. The paper ceiling, the limitations from degree screens to stereotypes that are holding back over 70 million stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time for skills to speak for themselves. Find resources for breaking through barriers at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron, the Kansas Agriculture Network. We'll see some increasing cloud cover across the state of Kansas for this afternoon and a slight chance for some very hit-or-miss late-day showers into far southern portions of the state. Out ahead of that developing low-pressure system, which looks to develop down closer to the Oklahoma and Texas border region, but still looking to bring measurable rainfall to much of the state of Kansas for tonight and into your Saturday time frame as well. The northwestern half of Kansas, looking at rainfall totals in that half-inch or less range. A better chance at seeing some inch-plus rainfall totals, though, especially in areas closer to the Kansas Turnpike and points off to the east and southeast. That system exits off to the east, though, on Sunday, back to the sunshine for the latter half of your weekend. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see partly sunny skies, a slight chance for an isolated shower late in the day with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And we'll have our winds turning to the southeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Into north-central Kansas for this afternoon, look for partial sunshine, high temperatures climbing up into the lower part of the 60s, with our winds variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, high temperatures climbing up into the low to mid-60s, and our winds remaining light and variable. For southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, slight chance for a hit-or-miss shower late in the day, high temperatures in the middle to upper 60s, with southeast winds 5 to 10. For south-central Kansas, increasing cloud cover, slight chance for a late-day shower, mid-60s for highs, winds turn southeast at 5 to 10. And for southwestern Kansas, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon into the low 60s, east to southeast winds at 5 to 10. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
I think my biggest challenge was getting through to him to understand that love is real. And you have goals in mind, you have things that want to happen, and I want to help you get there.
Sometimes people tend to shy away from wanting to adopt teenagers because they feel like they've lost so much, but there's still so much to gain.
Just knowing that there's just that other person that cares and loves me out there, it feels great. And they've done so much for me, and I can only be appreciative every single day for just having them in my life.
I think it's been the best decision because I gained a son, and he's the best son ever. If I was down and out, he'd be there.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.